Yo, what's up? Justin Ochoa here, back with another episode of the Gym Sessions Podcast. Today we have me on as a special guest. No interview today, just me rocking out solo. This is season 2, episode 7. So we're going to use this as kind of like the halftime of season 2. Still got some great interviews coming up. Still got some great guests coming up. But this is the 1-year anniversary of the show. So I wanted to get through this solo and just catch y'all up on some updates that have been going on with the show, some exciting news, some exciting developments, all kinds of good stuff that I wanted to catch y'all up on. And then also just go through some of the progression of the show, how far the show has come over the last year. We did our first episode exactly a year ago today as of this recording. And so it's really kind of a cool moment for me to, stick with something for this long and see some of the benefits that have come with this. And so, yeah, like I said, solo episode, no guests today, but we're going to get right to it. First, before I do that, I do want to shout out three of the sponsors or supporters of this show that have been down since day one. Without these three companies, none of this show would be possible without them. And they are Vitruv, which is the VBT units that we use. If you're a coach listening to this, you got to get with them. Vitruv is the best VBT unit on the market. Hoist, obviously, y'all know I love Hoist. Only water that I drink, only sports drink that I recommend to my athletes. And then Skyhook, the jump mat that we recently started using earlier this year. I got a great relationship with them. They are day one supporters of the show. So Vitruv, Skyhook, and Hoist, appreciate y'all for always supporting the show, helping me get these episodes out, supporting me and the vision from day one. So definitely tap in with those companies. If you go to the website, gymsessionsapp.com/affiliates, you can use our discount code GYMS at any of those websites and be able to get yourself a nice little discount. I don't promote it often because it's kind of not my vibe, but if you've been listening to the show, you know that it's an authentic partnership and it's not a internet influencer type deal. So again, website/affiliates, tap in there, get yourself a little discount. Now let's go over again. I got some notes here, so I'm going to kind of look back and forth on the screen. The 1-year anniversary, all right? Let's take it back to all the way back to episode 1 with Derek Grant. DG, my guy, oh my goodness, he dropped so many gems on that episode. That was an in-person episode too, so just a very special moment for me to get to chop it up with DG, who is one of the most sought-after and well-respected mental coaches, mindset coaches, mental health experts in the world. Got to spend an hour and a half with him. He went through his whole progression of how he does what he does. And that's the most, to this day, the most listened to and watched episode that we've had. It's got thousands of views on YouTube. It's got so many listens and streams on Spotify. And that's not because of me. That's not because of the show being so great. That's because DG is blowing up. I don't know if y'all know, but I think this man has 10x'd his social following since that episode. And again, it has nothing to do with that episode. It's everything to do with him and the energy that he's putting out there. But a year ago, we dropped that episode with DG. And here we are today, a year later. And some of the things that he talked about in that episode, if you didn't listen, you got to go tap back in. Amazing to see the work and the vision that he talked about on my behalf being able to come to fruition to this day. You know what I mean? So appreciate DG for jumping on and kind of launching the show with me and helping me start off on such a great note with a great episode that continues to outperform itself day after day after day. So 1-year anniversary, let's talk about some of the changes that have happened in this show, right? Since I launched the show, I changed the vision that I have for the show. Initially, I wanted this to be a weekly thing where, you know, I could get guests on and mix in solo episodes and mix in educational and mix in entertainment. I wanted to have, you know, people from the basketball community, all walks of life, on each week. And that quickly became just a full-time hassle, like the way that I had set the show up. And it was my fault. Now, I still want to do that, but the vision moving forward is much more precise and compact. And we've moved to this season format, right? So we did a season one, and that was 24 episodes, but it wasn't supposed to be a season one. It was just going to be a continuous thing. And then it became such a challenge to upkeep that tempo that I had to move to a season format. Now, what I've chosen to do with this season format is just niche out these seasons so that it is so specific to the type of guest that we're going to get on that it's like either you're in or you're out, which is fine. If you want to listen to season two, which is all athletes, right? You want to listen to athletes talk about their journey and their perspective and their careers and basketball X's and O's and all that stuff, then that's the season for you to lock into. That's not for you. You're a coach and you want to learn about strength training and stuff like that. You can choose to log out and then log back in when the season comes up. That's more fit for you. So I did that because I'm not really trying to become, you know, I'm saying like the next All the Smoke or Joe Rogan or whatever. I'm not going to retire off this podcast, right? But I want to make sure that if I get 100 listeners, those 100 listeners are locked in. If I get 1,000 listeners, those 1,000 listeners are locked in. Shit, if I get 6, they're locked into what's being talked about and they know exactly what it is. Versus if I just get 10,000 streams and some of them don't come back because they came just for that one guest or just for that one conversation, that doesn't benefit me. I'm trying to help people in like over a long period of time. And that's kind of what I'm after with these seasons, this seasonal format. Sorry if you can hear this chair. I picked the squeakiest chair ever. It's like kind of annoying. Let me see if I can. Yeah, well, it turns out all these chairs are squeaky, so y'all just going to have to deal with it. But anyway, when it comes to the season format, like I said, season one was what it was. Season two is much more niche. That's players, right? We got basketball players on. So far, we've had Jordan Walker. He plays in Serbia, top league there. We've had Jaimin Henson. He's in the top league in Finland. We've had Stephanie Mavunga. She's in the Women's EuroLeague, WNBA experience. We've had Ty Harris. She is the WNBA three-point leader in percentage, plays for the Connecticut Sun. We've had Natalie Achonwa. She's WNBA vet, three-time Olympian. Like, these high quality of guests, like, I don't think y'all understand, like, I kind of feel a little disrespected sometimes just when I look at the numbers. Not that they're bad, but it's like I'm putting out super high quality interviews with basketball players that are very elite. And it's not like I'm, you know, trying to be, you know, All the Smoke or JJ Redick's podcast or whatever. But when I listen to those podcasts, respectfully, and I listen to my podcast, I'm like, I'm getting on high caliber guests, having high caliber conversations about the journey, career, perspective. Like, I don't feel like I'm that far off in quality of content. Now, when it comes to reach, fame, clout, all that, yeah, that's a different story. But quality of content, I feel like I'm right up there with the best basketball podcasts. And that's a shout out to my guests. Like, I couldn't do that without them and them being such a, you know, transparent guest when they jump on the show. Like, I could not do that without the guests. So just want to shout out the guests so far. Season two has been amazing. We got 6 more episodes left after this one. Some more high level players. I got 2 names. I'm not going to throw it out there yet because I don't want to, you know, put the cart before the horse, but get some very big names on here if everything goes as planned. Like, some very, very big names on here that which potentially changed the game. So season two, again, that's wrapping up. Season three and four are already in the planning. So I've got season three is going to be the creator season. So we're talking to, again, basketball community creators. So I'm going to talk to content creators. I'm going to talk to podcasters who do basketball podcasts. I'm going to talk to people that design shoes or clothing in the basketball community. I'm going to talk to entertainers, like the people that are creators in this basketball space. So that'll be fun to kind of get outside the box, you know, maybe not talk so much X's and O's and talk a little bit more about like the culture and stuff like that of the game. And then season four, I'm going to go back to my roots and go into coaching. So X's and O's, high level discussions of basketball, right? So I got season three coming up during the season. Basketball season ends, then I'm going to go to season four. And then now that the coaches are free and they got more free time to chat with me, then we're going to add on that. So that'll probably close out the year of 2024, season three, season four, and then obviously the last part of season two. So that's the vision. Again, like all things, it could change, right? But that's kind of what I'm going after. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is something that I'm probably the most proud of that I've accomplished so far, and that is the 501c3 nonprofit that I launched on the back end of this podcast. So all of this, all of the things that I'm about to talk about came to life because of this podcast. So Gym Sessions, the podcast, started a year ago and has grown and evolved in ways that I couldn't imagine. When I started the podcast, I knew that I wanted to make it something more than just a podcast. So I turned it into the Gym Sessions app. That was one of the first ways that it evolved. So for those that aren't familiar, that's the online coaching program portal, right? You can get one-on-one online coaching with me on the court or in the weight room or a combination of both. I also have pre-made programs such as Performance Gyms, which is a 10-week strength and conditioning plan for basketball players. And then I also have a 12-week mobility plan designed for basketball players. That's called Mobility Gyms. And I got a couple other things on the radar that are coming up too. Now, those, when I launched those, that was the first way that this podcast evolved. But behind the scenes, I was working on the nonprofit side. And that is what I'm most proud of. And that is the Gym Sessions Foundation. So we are officially a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Everything stamped, everything done by the books. We're officially official, which I'm super excited about. I'm so proud of this. Like, this was the thing that I wanted to get done the most because it's going to help me create the most change. And we already got some projects in motion, got some things in the works, but this is going to allow me to really make a difference in the community. We're going to be able to actually make such a big difference in the community and actually make such a big difference in our youth on and off the court, right? We're trying to really empower the youth and really push the youth forward, not even just in sports. We're talking educational resources. We're talking, you know, post-sports preparedness, talking about job readiness, professional skills, being able to, you know, give them access to mental health resources and things of that nature. So this is something that we've been working on behind the scenes. And I can't thank my board enough. I can't thank, you know, just my mentors enough and some of the people that have helped us make this possible. So we've got a couple things that are in the works. We're going to try to really make a big push in 2024 with this foundation to put some programs in place and start to get the wheels turning on some of the things that we're going to be able to actually bring to the basketball community in Indianapolis and beyond. So cannot thank y'all enough for the support. Those that know, that y'all been super supportive about, you know, helping me get some legal documents done and, you know, do all that stuff. Like, I really had a lot of help in making this happen. So I appreciate all you guys for making this happen. But Yeah, it's official. We're stamped 501c3 nonprofit. That means we are able to fundraise. We're tax exempt. We got government approval to do a lot of grants and things like that. So it's going to be huge. And that is the second way that this podcast has evolved. Obviously, started with the app. Now the app is for profit. So I have two separate entities. I have Gym Sessions LLC. That is for profit. That is the app. That is my coaching, my consulting, all the things that I do for profit are completely separate from the foundation. The Gym Sessions Inc. is a totally different entity. The Gym Sessions Foundation Inc. is the totally different entity. It's a different structure. It's nonprofit, 501c3 approved. I do not make money from that. Everything is for charity, philanthropy, nonprofit organization type activities, right? So if you hear me talk about the app, that's the app. If you see me talk about the foundation, that's the foundation. And I don't intertwine those, and I'm big on not intertwining those. So that is the big thing for me, making sure that all those funds go to the right place for the right reasons to the right people who need it the most, right? So that's a big thing in the future that I'm going to be working on, is really capitalizing on that foundation, being able to do free camps, free clinics, job readiness, test preparation, mental health resources, free training for athletes that need it, all that type of stuff, educational on and off the court. Like we're really trying to make a big push. One of the biggest things that we have right now is we actually have an application in to revamp a basketball court in the community that needs a lot of work. So give it a makeover, make it a safe place for kids to come and play and learn and fall in love with the game, for athletes to get active and be healthy. So we've got an application in for that. I would love to do that. If it goes through, that'd be great. But if not, we've got a couple other things, a couple scholarship opportunities, a couple college visit camp type deals that we've got going on. So it's going to be really cool. I'm excited for the future for that. And hopefully, by 2024, some of these things are in motion. Next, what do we have to talk about? Next, I want to talk about the app. I want to talk about, we talked about the nonprofit, but now I want to talk about the app and some of the cool things that we're doing with the app. So we've got two programs on there already preloaded. They are 34% off right now because of my birthday. So if you use the code BDAY34, when this drops, it will still be active for two more days. So you can tap in, use that coupon code. That's going to get you 34% off the mobility plan, the online coaching, or the performance plan. So just to kind of rehash what that is, the Gym Sessions app is the hub for all of my online training. So we've got the coaching program. That is one-on-one online coaching with myself, strength and conditioning, speed and agility, mobility, everything customized to you. You get video breakdowns, you get weekly calls, you get technique analysis, all that. Then we have the Coaching Plus program. That is everything that I just mentioned, plus basketball. So then you get your basketball skill development piece remote as well. The two preset programs we have is Mobility Gyms, Performance Gyms. Performance Gyms is a 10-week program. It goes in three phases. You're going to be able to do this year round because of how it's set up. So it can be done in season or in the off season. It does not matter. That comes with video breakdowns for every single lift. It comes with app access so you can track your progress and know what you're doing every day on the calendar. And then the Mobility Gyms, it's the same concept, but it's all mobility. It's 12 weeks of stretches, mobility drills, different types of kind of injury mitigation strategies that basketball players run into. So we're looking at ankles, knees, hips, low back, shoulders, some of the main injuries that we have, and trying to help you kind of build up armor from those. So again, those are 34% off until Wednesday. So if you're listening to this on a Monday, you got 2 days, November 1st, that sale ends. B-Day 34 is the code, because I was trying to launch a 34th birthday kind of deal for y'all. So that's what we're going to do until the end of the month. So tap in with that. You can get that stuff for very affordable, like very affordable. And you don't even have to do it right now. If you're in season and you want the off-season plan, cop it right now at a discount and just sit on that pause until next summer. And then you can, you know, do the program. So check that out. The app is live. Big question about the app is, can I find it on the App Store? Are you on Apple, Google, all that? The answer is yes, but. So yes, we are on all platforms, but you have to be a member. You can't just get the app, because nothing on there is free. It's all member access. So once you sign up for either the performance gyms, the mobility gyms, or the coaching or coaching plus program with me, then you get access to the app. It's a private link, but it is in all the app stores. So once you get it, you can download it like any other app, and it'll be on your phone like any other app, but you cannot get access to it until you become a member, because it's a members only program, right? There's nothing on there for anybody that's not working with us in some capacity. So it's not going to be live on the App Store like a typical app until you get that hidden link from me. So make sure you go to gymsessionsapp.com, check it out, see what you think. You know what I mean? If there's any questions, I definitely can answer those for you and help you find your way and help you find a program that's right for you, right? I would highly suggest that, whether it's with me or somebody else, I don't care, don't stop lifting in season. Make sure that you stay in the weight room this season. Again, even if it's not with me, stay in the weight room this season if you're a basketball player, so that you can stay strong, get stronger, get faster, surpass what you did in this off season, so that way you don't lose it during the season and have to start back over next March or April, okay? So that's my little 2 cents for that. So that's all I've got for you guys today. Quick episode today, nothing too much. Just wanted to catch up on some of the updates. And again, just thank you. Like, for real, this has been so fun to grow this show. And without you guys listening, none of this would be possible. Like, you choose to listen to the show, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. Like, every week you tune in and donate your time and your attention to listen to me yap on this mic. Like, that's crazy to me. So once again, thank y'all. I appreciate you so much for tuning in. You have helped turn this show into an app and a nonprofit organization that's going to help so many kids. Like, that's blowing my mind right now. So thank you. Without you guys tuning in, none of this would be possible. So again, if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff on all platforms. That would be huge for me. It helps me grow the show, helps the algorithm kind of like find us and distribute us to more ears and get us in front of more people like yourself that are interested in basketball training, coaching, being an athlete. This is for the basketball community. So if you know somebody who loves hoop, definitely send them this link. Again, appreciate you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another guest. It's not going to be solo episode next week. This is episode 7. So next will be episode 8. We'll lock in with another athlete and another great episode. As always, appreciate your time and attention. I'll see y'all next week.